We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7-1 now for Tennessee over Vanderbilt. Now, I was going back and looking at Tony Vitello, the head coach at Tennessee. Who did he learn under? Well, Dave Van Hornet, Arkansas, who's a master recruiter. Go back and look at the last 3 years of Tennessee baseball. 15-2 during the COVID-shortened season. 15-2. 50-18 in 2021, made a College World Series appearance, won the SEC East. 20-10 in the conference. Oh, I could do better than that. This year, 25-5 in the SEC. 49-7 overall. You better watch out for Tennessee. They've got staying power. They're not going anywhere. His first year in Tennessee, 12-18 in the SEC, 29-27 overall. Made a big leap overall in 2019. They made an NCAA regional. Finished third in the East. They were 14-16 in the conference. And then it's been them and everybody else after that. 45-15 over the last two seasons in the conference. I'm going to say that again. Tennessee is 45-15 in the SEC over the last 2 years. Right now, if you throw in the 14-16 and 12-18 seasons in the SEC, Tennessee is 71-49, a 592 winning percentage. Charlie, do the math on that. 45-15, the winning percentage, if you can. Do the winning percentage of that. Those two, 45-15 in the SEC over the last two
75%?
Seasons. 75%. 75%. They've won 75% of their SEC games and look to be on their way to another SEC victory tonight over Vanderbilt. They lead in the bottom of the fifth inning, 7-1. Man. Tennessee baseball. You think about them in football, right? Now they're a baseball power. They are a baseball power. And you wonder why Vanderbilt might have slipped this year and maybe years to come. Tennessee is the reason. All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. That's a tater. Tennessee back on top and expanding their lead, getting the run back. 8-1 on a solo job. Bottom of the fifth inning, they lead Vanderbilt 8-1. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines, let's see. We just lost Greg in New Orleans. LSU will play tonight, we hope. we say that because it's been a wild roller coaster ride. LSU was supposed to play last night, this morning, this afternoon, now tonight. But they're going to play after Tennessee and Vanderbilt. We're hoping for a Tennessee 10-run rule like Texas A&M did over Florida. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. By the way, you heard me talking about Tennessee. 45-15 in their last two seasons in the SEC. Tony Vitello isn't going anywhere. He's a young dude. He's 43 years old. And I think that played a factor as to why Jay Johnson got hired at LSU. I think his age. Oh, I know that's – you can't discriminate. No, you can't go by age, and when you're hiring somebody, you can't make it public that you are. But privately, that's a factor. You want a guy that's going to be there for 20, 25 years. Vitello's going to be in Tennessee until he's 65. At least, unless, look, his alma mater is Missouri, but you can't win at Missouri in baseball. I say that, but here he is winning at Tennessee. But for Jay Johnson and LSU, you wanted a guy. If you're Scott Woodward, you wanted a guy that is going to be there potentially for 20, 25 years. Jay Johnson's 44 years old. And I'm a big fan of Jay Johnson. I was on the higher. I was since then. It's a four-game improvement and a positive from where they were last year, the 13-17 in the SEC, 17-13 in the SEC this year. With a pitching staff that was pretty bare, left by Paul Maneri in a previous regime. And you guys know how I feel about Paul Maneri. But I think Jay Johnson, in time, is going to be, it's going to be between him and Tony Vitallo at Tennessee. I really believe that. Now, Dave Van Horn at Arkansas, great coach. But I think LSU is going to rival Tennessee in the next couple of years. He's going to be able to recruit. Give him time. Give him time. But, man, you got to like it if you're a Volunteer fan. You're not as good at football. You got this baseball thing down. You're about to win a national championship, I think, this year. 8-1, bottom of the fifth inning. We're pulling for a 10-run rule, a mercy rule. Two outs, runners at first and second. Tennessee is currently at the plate, and they've been mashing all season long. What, the only series loss they had this year was from Kentucky, who's about to play LSU, by the way, tonight in Hoover, Alabama. The weather is pushed out of the area, so we don't expect any further delays. Should get that game in. All right, we'll step away and come back and wrap up Sports Talk next here on WWL.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.